Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The president just tweeted about potential great news regarding Turkey and Syria, giving praise to President Erdogan. Vice President Pence is expected to speak fairly soon after meeting with the Turkish president. We certainly will cover that with CBS News at the top of the hour and potentially react to it throughout the show. This is out of Florida, but it's much wider than just Florida. A newly proposed bill would make Bible courses a requirement in public schools. Current state law says it's okay to offer Bible classes, but it's not a requirement. Dan, we've had religious classes offered up in schools forever. You then track down more information to point out that this has been big push in a lot of states for a while, and a lot of it's picked up on what has taken place in Kentucky. Bible education became the law in 2017. ACLU, and to the surprise of no one, swiftly responded and issued a letter that said it would closely monitor all school districts in the state. Now the legality of it as it stands in the country. 1963, the Supreme Court ruled that school-led Bible reading is an unconstitutional religious practice. Obviously, there's a public school, right?
Right. Private school is different.
Right, exactly. But the court noted that teaching the Bible was allowed. Nothing we have said here indicates that such study of Bible or of religion, when presented objectively as a part of a secular program of education, may be not affected consistently with the First Amendment. Story Dan found points out Alabama, Georgia, West Virginia, along with Kentucky and Florida, are looking at the same idea. I am all for offering religious classes as an elective. Mm-hmm. If you decide that you want to learn more about religion in school, good on you, right?
Right.
An elective, not a requirement for public schools. You go to a private school where faith is a part of it, that's a different sort of situation.
Right.
You have made that decision to venture outside of public schools, which are offered up, and it's then on you to know what you're signing up for, what you're paying for, so I don't want to chill that in any way. But again, a bill in Florida would require Bible classes. Among the quotes, I'd ask them, are they going to teach the Torah, the Quran, and others? Because separation of church and state, that's where a lot of us are going to go. I know we have a lot of people listening because we get these texts or I get these emails where individuals talk about the morality of this country and what is wrong with this country. And it used to be better in the 40s and 50s and 30s, and we've lost that. We also have numbers. In fact, it's a Wall Street Journal story. Once again, the increase in this country, the number of people, if you ask them religion, and the answer is none. Okay? It's not always they're an atheist. It's because you can have...
That's religion, not faith. Those are two separate things.
Yes, yeah. Right? Yeah. So a lot of people would say, let's go back to this. First of all, if you're going to be reading the Bible, as I said with the Supreme Court, it's not allowed, okay? Having a class, if the state legislature approves it, you're going to have to see legal challenges. And the ACLU, as an example, in Kentucky, said, we're going to pursue this. We are going to monitor this. I am adamantly against this. And I'm not adamantly against the Bible. I am not adamantly against if your faith shapes you in almost all aspects and how we determine that, you know, that's up to all of us individually. And within your own life, your family, where you may go to worship, pray, fine. That's up to you. But a public school absolutely, positively should not be requiring a religion. And by the way, one religion. I get it. We have more people in this country. If they're going to read one book of faith, the numbers would say it is the Bible, and it's not close. That's how we're going to set up our laws in this country? That's absolutely about the opposite of how we set up our laws in this country. So absolutely, positively, no, in my opinion, should this be in any way a requirement. And I hope if it passes the legislature that laws are challenged, that this goes to the court. This, to me, is an enormous mistake. Enormous mistake. We just have, oh, look, we got the kids here. We got trick-or-treaters. Yeah. I just had this, I had the sword thrown to me.
Well, I mean, you're used to people flashing single things at you, but
yeah,
you know, usually it's just fingers.
Yeah, may not have agreed with the topic.
They could have.
Yeah,
you never know.
The station's not out there. But no, this would bother me a great deal. Not because I'm anti-religion, but because we do need to have separations. We don't have a state-run religion. We are not a theocracy. I get it. The founding fathers and their view of religion and separation religion. And the wording of that, and to act like religion is not a core tenet to people in this country is just a lie. But to make it a mandatory part of our schools is absurd, in my opinion. What do you think?
I think, well, on a couple levels, I think it's a problem for the schools because, as you said, you know, if you're going to offer courses on the Bible, then as an elective. And there's, you know, I read some of the stories that said the laws would vary from state to state, right? Some of the states would say
yep.
that it's mandatory that a school offers elective classes,
yep.
but not mandatory that a student would take them.
Yep.
So, you know, they're trying to parse the line a little bit there.
Some are creating opportunities late in the day,
exactly.
But I mean, this bill would require Bible classes
right.
in Florida.
And if you require students to take them, are you requiring them to take classes on other books? Do you possibly have the resources to offer other elective classes on other faith books? If you're going to show this kind of concentration on the Bible, then shouldn't there be equal concentration on the Torah, on the Quran, on the other Bhagavad Gita, whatever
you
want
to call it. That's not going to happen.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. That's because that's not possible. That's to me a huge part of the problem with trying to make these kind of classes mandatory. Moreover, as a person of faith, I object to this because I don't want the state interfering with my faith, and that's where. I personally, and this is just my opinion, Christianity gets into all kinds of trouble when it jumps in bed with government. You know, Christianity has a certain history right up until the 4th century when Rome made it the official religion of the state, mm-hmm. and then it changed.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, folks that were oppressed and were identifying with the oppressed suddenly had power, and the focus changed remarkably. And that's almost inevitable when you have faith link itself to secular government, that all of a sudden there's this power infusion and all of the focus of the faith or what it's supposed to be shifts in a way that I'm not comfortable with. So I don't, you know, there's plenty of opportunities for kids to be exposed to the Bible, to be exposed to religious teaching outside of public schools. It doesn't need to be done there. It's unnecessary. And I worry about the ramifications if we're going to force this down people's throats.
All right. I want to hear from people on this. Text coming in already. What do you think about more states, and Dan is 100% right, there are various versions of what has passed legislatures or what legislators are trying to get passed. But again, the most recent bill, which we see from just days ago in Florida, a newly proposed bill would make Bible courses a requirement in public schools in the state of Florida. Is this truly what you want? As an elective, I'm all in. If this is something you're interested, make classes available. If you're not interested in it, not a problem at all if you don't do it. Would you want this in the state you live in, including here in the state of Minnesota? I want your feedback. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. We are seeing in here, just one quick update, that the Vice President and the Secretary of State have come out and they have announced the U.S. and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria.
And CBS is offering an update at 12:50 with more details on
that. Let's do that. So let's pause here. And if I have to come back and lead do it, if we can go do it in the break, we'll do that. But guess what? We're going to get to your input on Bible classes as a requirement in public schools. Again, phone number 651-989-9226. The Lindis Construction time check is 12:45. Time to learn why Lindis is the top installer of LeafGuard brand gutters throughout the world. I'm going to remind you, it's been a difficult booking. He did join us at the State Fair, and we have not chatted with him since. The Love Doctor. The Love Doctor is with us at 1:35 on whether Bible classes should be a requirement in school, as some states are pushing, including Florida, trying to make it a requirement. Let's get to phone calls and texts. Diana, you're first up on CCO.
Hi, Chad. When my youngest son was in school, it was a long time ago, but when he was in school, every Wednesday morning, the students would walk around the corner from the school to a Lutheran church, and they would have studies there, and it was every Wednesday, and it was voluntary. It wasn't mandatory, but I thought it was a really good thing to do. That way, you know, they're getting some religion, but it's not in the school.
If it's voluntary and it's not a requirement and it doesn't hurt them in any way, fine. I don't have a problem with that at all. If it's a part of this, right? If it's a part of the school and it's one religion, which obviously is our most dominant religion, and its requirement, that to me is where I have a significant problem. Sounds like your situation is very different.
Yeah, I thought it was a perfect situation, and I agree they shouldn't have it in the school.
Thank you so much, Diana. Call in again. John's calling in. John, you're on CCO.
Yeah, this is John. I believe this country was founded on Christian principles, and there should be Christianity in the schools. I don't have anything against any other religions or anything like that, but I think the moral things that are in the Bible teaches children lessons that need to be learned, and it would cut down on the number of suicides and school shootings and that type of thing.
Well, you know, that's your personal opinion, right? We have no proof that it would do that. And if you believe in the morality of the Bible, that's fine for you. You're certainly allowed to do that, but it's not a mandatory situation. We are not a theocracy, right? And so if people want to find their faith all over the place, I don't want to slow that down in any way.
I don't want to force it on anybody,
But in this case, sir, let me just jump in and let you come back.
Sure.
In this case, they are saying it is a requirement, and it's only one faith. Do you really want that? And clearly Christianity is the largest religion in our country. But do you really want a Bible class to be a requirement in schools?
Do I?
Yes.
I think that it should be in the schools. I don't know about a requirement.
Okay.
Then we'd have to open it up for everyone, of course, all different religions.
I think as an elective, John, that's what I'm saying. If people want to pursue that and it's a religious class, that's fine. But just make it a mandatory, that's where I have a difference myself.
I hear you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Call in again. Let's get to some text here. Let's see here. If the kids aren't given a chance of a moral compass when they're young, how do they know later in life? Here's the problem I have with that, Dan. The idea that the Bible is the only place where you get your moral compass. For those folks who get it from religion, or in particular the Bible, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, how many billions of people on the planet who don't follow the Bible, and many of them have a great moral compass, or those who read the Bible extensively and have turned out to be awful individuals. There's no doubt. Again, hundreds and hundreds of millions have benefited from this and has provided them some guidance, some core. But the idea that this is where either you do it and you have the compass, and if you don't, you don't have it, I never once have accepted.
Well, and I don't accept the idea that, you know, if you don't offer it in schools, that kids wouldn't have an opportunity to find it. I mean,
yeah,
shouldn't that be a parent's job? And even in situations where kids don't have parents, there's plenty of you know, public programs are not public in terms of government run, but churches are offering outreach programs all the time in neighborhoods. And there's adults in kids' lives all over the place that have the opportunity to introduce them to a moral compass. It doesn't have to be in a government-run school.
When I was in public junior high school, we had one afternoon a week for various activities. Archery, Know Your City, Scrabble, many others. Students who were Catholic had to spend Saturday mornings of religious instruction. Keep it out of public schools unless you expose students to all major religions of the world. That's totally ridiculous. I'm reading text here. And for anyone who says the opposite, imagine if it was being taught, what taught was Islam and not Christianity. They'd be losing their minds. Texter had something wanted to hear both of us to react to the text. I want to try to get this. Let's see. That being said, the same way we don't force you to study the Bible with us when we knock on your Saturday mornings, I would never want that to be the force of anyone, even though there would be a clear benefit of a Bible study. That's what this person
believes.
This person, by the way, is golf and a Como. Enjoy the afternoon. I wish I was with you.
Yeah, we're a little jealous.
Yes, that's for you to feel that personally. And she or he benefited from Bible study. That's great. That's different from, okay, at 10 o'clock or your second period or whatever it might be, that here we go, you're going to spend 30 minutes, an hour and a half, whatever the breakdown is, learning exclusively about the Bible.
Yeah, and that's, again, there's a clear delineation between, you know, school instruction and school curriculum and an opportunity to be exposed to a faith idea and a Bible study. Those don't have to be merged together in order for folks to have both.
Peter's calling in. Peter, you're on the Home of the Twins CCO.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. Hey, so I think it reminds me of this elective idea. It reminds me of, like, Vikings training camp or work, the quote-unquote optional deal. I mean, kids are going to figure out quick who's choosing that and who's not, and it just seems like a slippery slope of optional becoming a requirement.
So you think even when high schools, as an example, have religion as an elective, you don't want that either?
I just worry it's a slippery slope. I mean, I'm also a teacher, and knowing how much curriculum there already is and how much we can't get to, I think it just puts another even extra burden on the actual education. There's just so many other options. I just think it's going to get messy trying to merge it with school.
Thank you, Peter. Appreciate the call. Listen, he lives it every day. I think you still can do that. I don't have a single problem with religion as an elective, because I don't think that slippery slope argument for me holds up. And I think obviously there's still going to be a lot of legal challenges all throughout the country, including if it happened here in this state.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.